He was turning very slowly, and each time his body turned to face me, his eyes followed me until he spun around too far. His eyes were bulging out and his face was purple, but he was watching me. I thought, I have to help him. I thought, I must call for the neighbors or I must call an ambulance. I started running down the stairs to get help. But then I thought, if I call for help, the authorities will know that I am here. And if the authorities know that I am here, they will deport me, or maybe even worse. Because here is something, Lawrence. After they let us out of the immigration detention center, one of the other girls I was with, she hanged herself too. I ran away from that place, but the police must know I was there. Two hangings, you see. The police would be suspicious. They would think I had something to do with it. I could not let them find me like that. So I ran out of Andrew's study, and I held my head in my hands, and I tried to think what to do, whether I should give up my life to save Andrew's life. At first I thought, of course I must save him, whatever it costs me, because he is a human being. And then I thought, of course I must save myself, because I am a human being too. And then after I had been standing there for 5 minutes thinking these things, I realized it was too late and I had saved myself. And then I went to the refrigerator and ate, because I was very hungry. After that, I went back down the far end of the garden to hide, and I did not come out until the funeral. My hands were shaking. Lawrence took a deep breath. His hands were shaking too.
"Oh God, this is serious," he said. "This is very, very serious.
Do you see now? Do you see why I want to help Sarah so much? Do you see why I want to help Charlie? I made the wrong choice, Lawrence. I let Andrew die. Now I must do everything I can to make things right."
Lawrence was walking up and down the kitchen. He was holding the dressing gown closed around him, and his fingers were twisting on the cloth. He stopped and looked at me.
"Does Sarah know any of this?"
I shook my head.